Sorry, sensitive images, but in reality, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
So now, while our rivers, our lakes, are becoming more and more dry
and disappear,
and everywhere is more and more short of water, the river of blood is still running, nonstop,
from unjust slaughtering
everywhere in every country. The bones of these innocent corpses of the animal people are still piling up higher and higher every day, even if you don't see it. If such things are shameful to talk about
and forbidden
to show, that you have
to hide
these slaughterhouses in a remote area, then why continue supporting it? Why continue doing it?
Heavens don't see, hells don't know.
Many leaders in the world, secular or non-secular religious leaders, they are still supporting all this.
Just for their own taste or for vote count.
I don't know if they really don't know about karma. Every religion talks about it, tells us not to kill because the karma is heavy.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because of the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Ksitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Iota means minutest or almost zero trace. Karma means retribution. Ksitigarbha Sutra.
Gaudiism. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. If ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
O best of kings, if the things acquired by injuring others be utilized in any auspicious act, they yield contrary results at the time of fruition. Devi Bhagavaram.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous sin, the supreme path of discipleship, etc. These are just some examples. For more details, please log on to SupremeMasterTV.com/scrolls.
And now we keep praying for peace, negotiating for peace, but it took so long and still didn't happen.
Total peace
has not come yet. Peace is negotiated with land, with property.
Like a business.
As if land
and any possession
are more precious than human lives. So continue negotiating, continue killing. Killing your own people and killing the neighbor's people.
Oh, secular and religious leaders, where are you leading your people to? They trust you, but where are we going?
And meanwhile, you are jumping on the
filthy dead corpses
of any animal people that you find.
Tearing them into pieces, stuffing them into your mouth.
Partaking in this murderous industry.
Day in, day out, and feeling no disgust, no remorse, nothing about it. Even gleefully enjoying the bloody, stinky odor of death.
So, whom should we blame, huh? Every religion told you, as you sow, so shall you reap. Whatever you do, will come back to you. Even Einstein told us that if you stand in one place and throw something out far away, if you stay there long enough, that thing will come back to you. What he wanted to say is, this is the law of karma. The same like in any religion, even though he didn't look like it. He didn't profess to be a religious or holy person. But he
was.
He understood the law of karma more than many of the holiest in the biggest religions. Even the Buddha emphasized forever compassion. But numerous monks are still jumping on chicken people, tearing fish people to eat, pork, beef, whatever you name it, they eat them all. And the same in other religions, Catholicism, Islam, forgive me, but I am not sorry to be bluntly truthful. What am I if I don't speak the truth anymore? All of us would like to hear sweet talk, flattery, and always nodding our heads in agreement.
Just for more profit in business, in relationships, politics, etc.
But that is not the way our dignity should dictate to us. We have to be a human. We have to be loving and kind to every kind, not just humankind. And we could not even be nice and compassionate to humankind, not to talk about any other kind. What has this world become? Where has our humane quality gone? Where did our gentlemanly dignity go? Where is it now? We big, strong, powerful, have everything nutritious to eat, but still killing the kicking, jumping, weaker,
helpless
animal beings just to
chop them and stuff them down
our throats. We should be more noble than that. We should be more loving, kind than that. We should, because we're human. We have intelligence. We have noble quality. We have a heart that knows when it pains and saddens us. How can we ignore other beings, other people's pain and sorrow? How can we not feel it? If you cut just a little bit of your finger, it hurts, it bleeds. How can you do more brutal things than that to other humans and animal people? God has made so much food for us, and nowadays we are so intelligent, so much more able than long ago. We can plant more vegetables, more fruits to satisfy our hunger and to nourish our physical being so that we can do more good in the world. We can invent more things to make life more comfortable for all of us. Nowadays, we have so much more high-tech machinery and everything that we could use to make our life more happy, more comfortable, more easy. But we use all this intelligence, all this prestige, all this advantage to kill. The war is going on every day, for the infants, for the fetuses, for the animal beings, even the wild ones, even though they live in the jungle, in the forest, or deep in the sea, we still hunt them down, kill them, and eat them. If you have 1 minute in a day in your life, think about that. Think about how they feel. Think about why we have to do this when we have so abundant blessings, fruit, vegetables, vegetable protein even, to satisfy our taste and to strengthen our precious body, which is given to us by God. And when God gives you another baby, you kill it. Before he could even say, please don't kill me, before he could even talk, before he could even see your face to thank you for giving him a chance to live, giving him a life of a human so that he can enjoy all this goodness and happiness like you do, with you. How can you do this?
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.